Moin and welcome. Hello and welcome. This podcast is for motivated people who want to improve their Luxembourgish vocabulary, listening skills, and fluency by listening to compelling content. I'm Anne, your dedicated host and the driving force behind Luxembourgish with Anne, with a true passion for teaching my mother tongue since 2012. In this dynamic podcast, I'll share with you interesting short vocabulary lessons and topic conversations from level A1 to B1, and together we will build a strong foundation of the language you need to speak with confidence about everyday life topics. I also share exclusive learning strategies and insights for the Spruchentest oral exam. So join me on this exciting Luxembourgish learning journey. Bist du bereit? Are you ready? Moin! Now today you will learn how to start a conversation in Luxembourgish. If you are like most Luxembourgish learners, you'd probably say something like getting started, right? And I know how you feel, because when I was first learning to speak English, I actually tried to avoid speaking as much as possible. Not the best strategy. Learn from my mistake. You need to actually use the language in order to improve your speaking. So let's get started. Today you will learn 5 easy ways to just start a conversation. Bist du bereit? Dann lass. We will start with a brief conversation at work with colleagues you know. So small talk at work is essential. Show your colleagues that you are friendly by asking about them. So there's the classic question. For example, it's Friday and you ask a colleague, "Wat möchtest du de weekend?" Let's repeat, "Wat möchtest du de weekend?" So this means, what are you doing this weekend? Wat möchtest du de weekend? Or you can start with an. An means and then you make a pause. So an, wat möchtest du de weekend? This sounds more natural, huh? An, wat möchtest du de weekend? And then the other person can answer, and then you can have a small conversation. But if you want something more original, try this. So mol. Let's repeat it. So mol. So mol means tell me. So comes from the verb soen, to tell. Donc, so mol literally would this be tell me once. Okay, but we say it like this. And then you ask about something you talked about a few days ago or something you want to know. Let's have examples. So mol, du hast ja am Dezember Congé. Hast du schon etwas vier? Meaning, tell me, you are on leave in December, isn't it? Do you have already something planned? Okay, so here we start with so mol. Du hast ja am Dezember Congé. So this is something you talked already about a few days ago. And then you ask, hast du schon etwas vier? Hast du schon etwas vier? Meaning, do you have already something planned? Now, instead of saying, hast du schon etwas vier, you could say, hast du schon etwas geplant? Hast du schon etwas geplant? So, hast du etwas geplant and hast du etwas vier both mean the same thing. So, have you something planned? Okay, or let's have another example with so mol. So mol, weißt du, wenn die nächste Reunion ist? This means, tell me, do you know when we have the next meeting? Okay, I repeat, so mol, weißt du, wenn die nächste Reunion ist? Okay, now we will have a look how to start a conversation at work with colleagues you don't know. Wow, let's imagine that there's a new colleague at work. Perfect, so someone to practice Luxembourgish with. Now, don't be shy, go and introduce yourself. Now, you are asking me how. Well, you can say, Moin, ich bin, and then your first name, ich bin, and then your job title, and then you conclude with, et fried mich. Let's have an example. Moin, ich bin dann. Ich schaffe hei als Kontabel. Et fried mich. So, hello, I'm Anne. I work here as an accountant. Nice to meet you. Et fried mich means Nice to meet you. Now, it is the short form of Et freut mich, ich kennen zu lernen. But I have done a complete episode about how to say nice to meet you in Luxembourgish in November 2023. You may want to listen to that podcast, to that episode. Okay? So let's repeat. So you would say Moin, ich bin, and then your first name, ich schaffen hi als, I work here as, and then your job title, and then you conclude with Et freut mich. Now over to you, you who are listening at home or while commuting to work, try it aloud to say this. Donc, ich bin, ich schaffen als, Et freut mich. Good. Okay. Now, a third way to start a conversation, for example, there was a lot of traffic in town or on the motorway, and you arrive late in the morning at work, and a colleague or your boss asks you why you are so late. So you could start with, De moyen war een accident op de autobahn. Dürfen Sie nicht zu spät op de Büro kommen? Okay, so de moje waren een accident op de autobahn means there was again an accident on the motorway this morning. Dafür sind ich zu spät op de Büro kommen. Therefore, I arrived late at the office. Let's repeat this. De moje waren een accident op de autobahn. Dafür sind ich zu spät op de Büro kommen. So, dafür means therefore, or that's the reason why, and this is always followed by the verb, and then comes the subject. So, ich doch dafür sind ich zu spät auf dem Büro kommen. Or let's imagine that you arrive late at an appointment. Then you could start with, Et dit mal leid, de Bus hat nis Verspätung haut. Dat könnt leider regelmäßig fehlen. Donc, et dit mal leid means I'm sorry. Okay. De Bus hat nis Verspätung haut, meaning the bus was again late today. So here I used nis. I could also have used rem. De Bus hat rem Verspätung haut. Do you remember the previous sentence? This was De moje war rem een accident op de autobahn. Here I could as well have said De moje war nis een accident op de autobahn. So me in the meaning of again. Okay. Good. Okay. And then there was the last sentence, that könnt leider regelmäßig viel, that happens regularly, unfortunately. Okay. So, now the weather. The weather is always an interesting topic to talk about, so everybody likes talking about it. That's the easiest way to start a conversation. We will see four sentences or questions you could use to start a conversation to talk about t'wieder. So the weather is t'wieder. Sentence number one. Wär das dat so schön haut? Let's repeat. Wär das dat so schön haut? Meaning it's so lovely today. So literally it would be what is that so lovely today? But it's the way we express it when it's really lovely outside. Let's repeat. Wär das dat so schön haut? And then you can add on, ich mengen, ich gehe in der Mitte spazieren, an du. Ich mengen, ich gehe in der Mitte spazieren, an du. So let's repeat this whole sentence. Wär das dat so schön haut? Ich mengen, ich gehe in der Mitte spazieren, an du. Now you could start a conversation with a question. Wat möchtest du mit dem schönen Wetter? Wat möchtest du mit dem schönen Wetter? Meaning, what are you doing with this nice weather? Wat möchtest du mit dem schönen Wetter? Or you could say, haut aus et aber kahl, ich und Meteo nicht geguckt. Haut aus et aber kahl, today is really cold. Ich und Meteo nicht geguckt, I didn't look the weather forecast. Okay. And a last way to start the conversation, again with a question. Weißt du, weit wir da morgen? That we use a lot. Donc, weißt du, weit wir da morgen? Do you know how the weather will be this tomorrow? Sorry. Okay. Donc, do you know how the weather will be tomorrow? Weißt du, weit wir da morgen? Okay. Now, in my online course From Zero to Sprachentest, you will learn not only how to introduce yourself, to talk about the weather, but you will most importantly have the chance to start speaking from week one in a small group with an experienced coach who will give you immediate feedback on your oral skills so that you gain confidence in speaking fast, okay? So check out the link to this course From Zero to Sprachentest in the show notes. And we will finish this episode with how to start a conversation when visiting someone's house. So let's imagine that some Luxembourgish friends invite you to their house for a barbecue. When you visit someone for the first time, it's common to talk about the house, right? So you can start a conversation by simply asking, "Zenter veni wunst du hai?" Meaning, since when have you been living here? Zenter veni wunst du hai? Or instead of zenter, you could use seit. Seit and zenter are both synonyms, meaning since. So, seit veni wunst du hai? Or you can start a conversation by saying, den wunnen gefällt mir. Wunst du schon lang hai? So, den wunnen gefällt mir means, I like your flat. Wunst du schon lang hai? How long have you been living here? Mm-hmm. Wunst du schon lang hai? And maybe you have noticed that here we use always the present tense with zenter veni, so since when, zenter veni wunst du hai, it's present tense, or wunst du schon lang hai, it's also the present tense. Awesome. Now you have learned many, many sentences and questions how to start a conversation in Luxembourgish. I suggest that we recap most of the sentences and questions you have learned. I will put you to the test. For example, do you remember how to say tell me in Luxembourgish? Yes, this is so mal. Okay, so tell me, do you know when the next meeting is? Would be so mal. Weißt du, wenn die nächste Reunion ist? Or how would you say, tell me, you are on leave in December, right? Have you already planned something? This is so mal. Du hast jo am Dezember Congé. Hast du schon etwas vier? How would you ask someone, what will you do this weekend? Or what are your plans for this weekend? Yes, this is, wat möchtest du the weekend? Wat möchtest du the weekend? Oder hast du schon etwas the weekend geplant? Mm-hmm. Do you remember how to introduce yourself at work? For example, there's a new colleague. Yeah, this is Moin. Ich bin plus your name. Ich schaffen als I work as, and then nice to meet you was Et freut mich. Mm-hmm. We have also seen when you come late at work because there was an accident on the motorway. So you would say. De Moyen war er im Accident op der Autobahn. That's why I came late to the office. Dafür sind ich zu spät op de Büro kommen. Or you come late at an appointment, you will start with I'm sorry. This is. Et tät mir leid. And then you can continue. De Bus or den Zug hat nis Verspätung haut. And then to talk about the weather, to start, wow, it's so lovely today. Wetterstätte so schön haut. And then you can add on, ich mengen, ich gehe in der Mitte spazieren. An du or an dir, wenn es formel. Oder, was macht dir mit dem schönen Wetter? Oder, haut aus et aber kahl, ich und Meteo nicht geguckt. And do you remember how to ask someone, do you know how the weather is going to be like tomorrow? This is, weißt du, wie es wird morgen? Finally, you saw how to start a conversation at someone's place. You could start by asking, since when have you been living here? Zenter veni wunst du hai? Or, seit veni wunst du hai? or you can say, wow, your flat, I like your flat. Have you been living for a long time here? This is, Deng Wohnen gefällt mir. Wohnst du schon lang hier? Great. So take here my learning tip. Try to speak and record these sentences loudly so that they sound familiar to you. Try also to personalize them to your everyday life situations, and you will see how fast you will make progress. So, merci für Nolauschtren. Thank you for listening. Und bis nächste Woche. Adi.